Yo, I am Brad Rickle, and this is the Brad Rickle Brief. About 3 years ago, I started this podcast, still working as a COO at a defense contracting company, but I was looking for a creative outlet. Podcasting seemed like a good fit because I listened to a lot of them. Mallory was pregnant with Bodhi then, and she's pregnant again now. Looking back over 100 episodes and 7,000 downloads later, I'm really glad to be doing this. Here are some things that I've learned. Consistency might be the most important thing. Figure out what you can do on a consistent basis and deliver. Some shows are good, some shows are not so good. But the deal you make is to deliver. That's a very important covenant. When making the decision, knowing that you can sustain 6 months or 3 years into the future, that is an important consideration. I think I started out trying to do multiple shows in a week, if I remember correctly. Then it decreased to every other week for a while. The weekly cadence for me is good. Keeps the flywheel going, but doesn't burn me out. And that's important since this is just a hobby. Audio quality has been a surprise passion of mine. The best compliment I have received on this show came from a guy we were about to sit down to record, and he was talking about listening to these shows, and he said, "Your audio quality is excellent. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and if I queue up a show and the audio is bad, I just turn it right off. So good job." And I don't know if he was kissing ass or if he was genuine, but it doesn't matter because it was exactly what I wanted to hear. I never labeled myself as a audiophile or having a particularly good ear, but I put a decent amount of pressure on myself to get good enough audio quality, and I keep striving to do better. I kick myself hard if a show doesn't sound great, and I dealt with that recently. It is still something I am constantly trying to improve. For those of you that notice that the show sounds okay to good, thank you. I saw a big jump in year three. I never did a second year anniversary show. It was low-hanging fruit, and I intended to, but it just never happened. But after year two, things really started picking up. I started doing a Crozet series, and that has done very well. Maybe more magically, people from my past have been reaching out to do more Minong series. Seems like both have some legs, and it makes me tremendously happy that people enjoy that content. Getting an email from somebody I haven't spoken to in 10 years saying they're listening to the show because of the Minong series is a cool thing. Along those lines, the top shows of all time are an interesting mix. In no particular order, James King, Leonard Sandridge, Ali Pesh, Mallory's show on Dart, which she did an excellent job, and rounded out by my solo show on the book review for Impro. That episode has legs, and that might be the most surprising of those top five. You should go listen to all of these, and maybe I will post them up as some of the best hits here in the next few weeks. I will put them in the show notes at a minimum. Another thing that I learned is listening is a hard skill. I've always been an okay communicator, but listening is something different. And I'm not talking about passive listening, but developing the skill of active, almost proactive listening is very hard. And it's a skill I have developed and put some work into. I have found that after a good podcast session, I'm pretty wiped out and I would call myself an extrovert. Listening to someone trying to understand where they're coming from takes a lot of energy. I guess that's why most of us humans don't do it. We listen to respond instead of listening to understand. Proactive listening is very hard. Some tips on this skill if you're looking for them. Simple as it sounds, smile. Even if you're on the phone, it really helps elevate the tone in your voice to something more fun and playful. Mirror people, do what they do. It's also called pacing. You might have heard of it, talked about that way. Talk at the speed that they talk. Use the words they use. Don't use $10 words if you're sitting in a bar in Minong. Match them non-verbally. How do they hold their hands? What position are their legs in? Are they open? Are they closed? We love it when someone is like us. Lastly, if you want to keep the person going, usually if you just rephrase the last few important words that they just said and you say it with an up inflection, almost as a question back to them, it gives them permission to expand on their thoughts more, and it works quite well. Most people don't like being asked why questions. And if you have a three-year-old, you might be familiar with that technique of every time you say something, it's met with why. And eventually it leads to the road of because I said so. My brothers and I recently got together. We had plans to do Brothers Weekend every year. We did it once and we did a show and people seemed to like it. And we were supposed to do it the year after. And we never did. A whole year went by. Eventually my birthday was coming up and Mallory asked my brothers if we could all get together and do something for my birthday. And they agreed. And it was a phenomenal trip. If you haven't listened to that show, it was a really good trip. And it was a big deal because this stuff is important. I hope my brothers and I continue to do it. I'm going to be having another child soon in the near future as of this recording, and a little baby girl. I have no clue what all of that is going to look like in the future, but as far as I can tell, family and kids are the best part of life. I don't look forward to the days of being an empty nester. It is exhausting being a stay-at-home parent, and for those of you that have done it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some nights are so stressful that a part of me is thinking, why did I ever leave my job? But then I wake up the next day and I'm grateful for the life that I have. I'm fortunate. Brett is 14. The bulk of the time that I get to spend with him in his life is quickly fading. It's no surprise to anybody listening that 80% of the time that we spend with our children, and that even applies to our parents with us, 80% of the time we spend with them is from birth to 18. Seems like I only see my parents once or twice a year now, if I'm lucky. And it breaks my heart a little thinking that the same is going to be true about Brett. Having Boney and his sister so young in the house is actually quite a relief. Brett is a better big brother than I ever could have imagined, and he's turning out to be one heck of a man. The power of compounding is going to play a role in Brett's life. He got a summer job working at his mom's food tent. It's called Pit and Pastry, and they do the Charlottesville Farmers Market on Saturdays. Mallory and I told him we were going to open up a Roth IRA for him and match any money that he earns this summer, and his goal is to earn $2,000. But because he's so young, compounding is going to work like crazy. With a rule of 72, if he invests $2,000 this summer, realistically, it's going to compound into $250,000. It's $250,000 by the time he's 65. And that only works because of time. It's like good cooking. The secret to compounding is time. Bodie is 3, and he is a tornado of a person. The sweetest, most loving, and emotionally and physically abusive 3-year-old you could ever imagine. Just like most 3-year-olds out there, hugs, kisses, hand-holding, followed by rage and hysteria. He will grow out of it, and somehow I will miss these days. I turned 40 recently. This realization hit me about a year and a half ago when I was quite out of shape. And I think the easy escape was, the pandemic did it to me. But the reality is I got complacent. The stranglehold of life was on me. But I used 6 months before turning 39 to kick some ass. And I've been going strong ever since. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And I think we're all reminded about this at times, but it's always an important reminder to put at the top. Exercise every day. If you don't, you lose. Workout, cardio, tennis, go for long walks, something every single day. Read, do puzzles, challenge yourself mentally. This is physical and mental health. Something to keep your brain, something to keep your gray matter going. And reading has been sporadic for me lately. I do it most days, but I need to make it more of a daily habit to be able to carve out those 20 pages to specifically read every day. The market is still down, but my relationship with money is still good. I look forward to the days of the market ripping again, but I'm not losing any sleep. And if I'm being quite honest, actually, my habits with being able to spend have gotten quite healthier. I will end this saying that I'm grateful for the life that I have. My health and the health of my family are good, and that makes us very blessed. Over the last 2 years, we have made more close friends in the area, and have been doing more in the community, and our lives feel soulful in a good way. And I'm going to do more solo shows in the future because this is important. Almost as important as the Mine Iron Crozet series. I find them fun, but when I do solo shows, I have to write some general notes. It helps my thinking to get a deeper understanding of things. And then when you choose to say something out loud, there better be something behind it. Better not be just some BS. But the solo shows are scary, and that's why I need to do them more. I will be taking a few weeks off from posting new shows while we have this newborn baby girl. Can you believe it? Baby girl in the Rickle household. But I will be back in a short few weeks and keep the new material rolling. I appreciate everybody listening through more than 100 shows now. It's quite incredible. I always like it when you reach out to me and comment on what you heard, either by text or by email. Even just saying hi, being able to connect with some of my old friends has been the greatest gift that the show has done, and it's well worth the effort. So if you're thinking about anything, even just making a comment in a show, please reach out. Know that I really enjoy it. And with that, my friends, I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you have any comments or questions, like I just said, please email me at bradricklebrief@gmail.com or find me on Twitter at bradrickle. Do you know of someone in your life that would make a great guest? A friend, parent, relative, maybe even yourself? Email me and let's make something happen. Everyone has a story to tell. Music, as always, is provided by James Spensley. Great friend of the family, even better musician. Dude knows how to shred. See you later. I'm out.